Meditation doesn't have to be practiced in stillness. Any movement can be mindful, as long as we're bringing awareness to it. Most of us are moving much of the time, and by remembering to tune in to sensations as we travel, we're reminding ourselves to be present to our movement. One simple and traditional way of moving mindfully is walking meditation. As a practice that invites a sense of groundedness, it can be good to work with mindful walking, especially when we feel fragmented, anxious, or spaced out. Finding a place where you can safely walk. This might be indoors in any room where you can move from one end to the other in a straight line. Or outside, say in a garden or park. If you're inside, you might like to try this without your shoes on. Standing upright and still. Opening your awareness to sensations through the whole body. What are you feeling in your body in this moment? Observing and allowing the sensations to be as they are. Bringing interest to the patterns of changing intensity, location and quality of the sensations as they happen within. Just being present to the body. Now, directing attention into the soles of the feet. Feeling the feet on the floor. The meeting of the feet with the ground. What's the quality of this experience? What's the feeling of touch? Slight pressure, perhaps. Weight in contact with the earth. Noticing how it is to direct attention into the feet. Isn't it remarkable to have the capacity to move attention in this way? When you're aware of the mind wandering from the feet, gently returning attention to the feet. In a moment, beginning to walk. Walking is an activity we often do on autopilot, just getting from A to B. So here's an opportunity to really practice being at A, the place we already are, all the time, even as we move. So, lifting one foot off the floor now, being interested in which foot and which part of that foot you find yourself raising first. Is it the left or the right, heel or toes? Noticing other parts of the leg moving with the step. How does it feel in the knee rising up, the lower leg, the upper leg? As best you can, being present to the feeling of the step as it happens and as the foot lowers down to meet the floor again, being aware of the sensations of contact of shoe, sock, or skin on the surface underneath. And now, inviting you to step with the other foot, being interested in whether this step has already begun without your being aware of it, letting your attention reside steadily in the sensations of the rising of the step, the carrying through, and once again the dropping of the foot towards the ground. Feeling the moment of contact. Acknowledging the sensation of this contact, allowing it to be felt. Is it hard or soft? And stepping with the first foot again, rising up. Coming down, and keeping with this slow, steady pace, gently bringing the mind back to sensations in the feet when you notice it wandering away. Just a slow, steady walk, with no goal except to bring awareness to the experience of walking as it's happening, and to come back to the sensations when you notice the mind has drifted from it. Walking slowly, one step at a time, with full present-centered consciousness, as best you can. Step by step by step, body in movement, mind awake to and with body in movement. Just sensing the walking and letting any judgments or evaluations drop into the background. As you walk, you may notice urges to speed up, or to automatically focus on where you're walking to, even if it's just a sense of wanting to hurry to the other side of the room. Seeing if you can let these be in the background of awareness, allowing the walk to happen without there being a goal or destination. If you're walking inside and reach one end of the room, making a turn and continuing to walk in the opposite direction. Walking fully present with this step, the one that's happening right now. Acknowledging when the mind wanders away from the walking and coming back with kindness. As best you can, letting there be a sense of confidence, lightness and precision to your walking, without having to force that. Being interested in what happens, you noticing any habitual patterns, rushing, zoning out, tensing up. Observing these and as best you can, letting them go with gentleness. Maybe it feels awkward to be walking slowly. Maybe there's some wobbling going on. Whatever experience arises, noticing and being with the experience, just now, and now, and now, with each step, each moment. In this practice, the sensations in the soles of the feet can be like the breath in mindfulness of breathing, a place of attention to gently come back to when you notice the mind has wandered. Just letting the mind come back to the feeling of the feet walking, letting sensations in other parts of the body be felt in the background without particularly following them. Or, if you prefer, you could let mindful walking be more of a mindfulness of body practice, opening to a wider awareness of sensations through the whole body as you move. And so, continuing with mindful walking, step by step, until the sound of the bells, or for as long as you would like.